I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp is launching a new initiative to promote economic development in rural parts of the state. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more on the Rural Strike Team.
While some parts of the state have flourished, other regions have fallen behind. On a tour stop in Swainsboro, south of Macon, Kemp said the focus will be on attracting big business investments to rural Georgia and supporting those already in place.
But we also believe that 25 jobs from a local business expanding in Twin City, plus 50 new jobs in a place like Metter, those things add up and they move the needle for rural Georgia.
The initiative and a new Georgia Made tour continues the governor's focus on rural Georgia. So far, more than two-thirds of the state's economic development announcements this year have come from outside Atlanta. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
The Port of Brunswick is back in business. It had been shut down for 4 days after the South Korean ship Golden Ray capsized early Sunday in St. Simon's Sound. Coast Guard Captain John Reed says ships coming in and out of Brunswick will travel at reduced speeds to ensure they don't interfere with efforts to remove the overturned vessel. And Juanita Abernathy, one of the pillars of the civil rights movement, died last night in Atlanta. She was 89 years old. The widow of the Reverend Ralph David Abernathy, Juanita worked alongside him and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to push for voting rights and social equality. Abernathy wrote the business plan for the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott. She also taught voters education classes, housed freedom riders, and marched on Washington, D.C. in 1963 to push for passage of the Civil Rights Act. Juanita Abernathy is survived by 3 children and 4 grandchildren. Funeral arrangements are pending. Well, some of the most popular artists in the country will be in Atlanta this weekend for Music Midtown at Piedmont Park. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Travis Scott will be one of the headliners on Sunday, along with Vampire Weekend and Billie Eilish. Cardi B and Panic at the Disco will be featured on Saturday. Several Atlanta artists will also perform over the weekend, including Lil Yachty, Black, The Coat Hangers, and Faye Webster. Promoters say between 50 and 60,000 people are expected to attend each day. Music Midtown is celebrating its 25th anniversary, dating all the way back to 1994. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Savannah Philharmonic has a new music director. Keitaro Harada grew up in Tokyo but studied at Mercer University in Macon. GPB's Sarah Zaslaw spoke with Harada for GPB's On Second Thought. He says he knew the orchestra was a good fit when he guest conducted earlier this year.
It was definitely a love at first sight. We immediately clicked from the first rehearsal.
The Savannah Philharmonic's new season begins tomorrow. 30 students at Clark Atlanta University will graduate this spring with no college loan debt, thanks to the owner of a popular Atlanta restaurant. Clark Atlanta alum Pinky Cole owns the Slutty Vegan restaurant. She and Stacy Lee, another Clark Atlanta alum who has become a successful entrepreneur, partnered to make the payoff. Last spring, billionaire tech investor Robert F. Smith paid off the college loans for new graduates at Morehouse College and challenged other successful African-American entrepreneurs to do the same. And in sports, third-ranked UGA is getting ready for a home game against Arkansas State in Athens tomorrow. Kickoff set for noon. Georgia Tech will also be at home on Saturday when they host the Citadel in Atlanta at 12:30. Georgia Southern traveling to Minnesota for a 3:30 game against the Gophers. And the Georgia State Panthers will be on the road against Western Michigan with a chance to remain undefeated. That game is at 7 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.